Hello, the Tokipona speakers. How is it going? It's good to have you here. This is Santi. And right now, I just want to do a bit of a casual, simple episode. Is literally me walking around my room. Usually I prepared, the word of the week, Tokipona challenge, or so on. But right now, I just I want to have a bit of a heart to heart with those of you who, maybe just as me, you might feel slightly stagnant in your Tokipona learning, right? I want to address that because I think it's important to adjust expectations. And hopefully, some thoughts that I've been having lately might help you, might, you might feel identified with this, and in some way, shape, or form, it might help you in a significant way in your life, not just in your Tokipona learning, but all types of learning and all types of goals that you might have in your life. And I thought it was an important thing, I thought it is an important message to share. And here it goes. So first, I think one important technique for when maybe you feel stagnant in your learning, right, is to adjust your expectations, right? So I've noticed, and there's quite a lot of going on with Tokipona being a language that you can learn in a week, or some people even say in 2 days, or so on. And I even said it, when I first started, I thought this was gonna take like 2 weeks to learn. And to be honest, my personal learning in Tokipona has been quite slow. I mean, I still feel like I'm progressing. I'm definitely progressing, but I haven't been able to reach my goal of doing 50% English and 50% Tokipona in this podcast. That is a goal that has been dragged out, and this is because of a couple of reasons. But first, I want to address expectations, right? If you have the expectation that you should be able to learn something in 1 week, or 2 days, or even 2 weeks, like, I still believe those things are fast. And when it comes to language, that's that's ridiculously quick. Like, it's too much burden upon yourself. Now, you might be able to power through and do exactly that, and you can just be like fully obsessed with something like Tokipona and be like, yes, I'm gonna learn this in 1 week and I'm gonna get this. And to be honest, for me, the first week was like that, the second week too. Then it started getting slower, slower, and then there's been bursts of what is it like, a burst of energy and passion towards learning this beautiful language. And there's been days where I say, like, yeah, I'm gonna dedicate a couple of hours to this. And there has been other days where I dedicate 5 minutes, some days that I've even skipped my Tokipona learning, right? And personally, doing this podcast, I feel there's a bit of a responsibility of speeding up my learning, because I'm trying to create content in Tokipona and I haven't been able to reach my goals fully. I am really thankful to those of you who have submitted like challenges, have shared your knowledge in Tokipona and so on. Like, to be honest, without you, this Tokipona podcast wouldn't be what it is. I mean, it wouldn't keep going the way it has been sustaining itself. And yeah, thanks to patrons as well, which have been allowing me to be like, okay, yeah, some people really enjoy this, I'm gonna keep it going. But yeah, I think it's important to adjust your expectations. So if you have a lot of things going on in your life, honestly, like me right now, I have a lot of work, a lot of freelance work, a lot of different things, projects and passion projects and other things going on. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Like, even if some people are expecting something for you, even if you wish you could learn things quicker, sometimes the most productive thing you can do is take a rest, And yeah, I want to take it slow, not pressuring myself, like, yes, learn Tokipona, go, 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 go. Because if you're learning something that is supposed to be for fun, for your own enjoyment, for your own growth, if you make it into a chore, if you make it into something that makes you feel bad, that makes you feel like you're disappointing yourself for not learning quick enough, then what's the point? I mean, these things are in a big majority for fun and also for our personal growth. So we cannot push ourselves to grow faster, right? Sometimes we just have to be patient, and sometimes we just have to take a little rest and calm down, right? So if you've been struggling maybe with your Tokipona or other types of learning, I encourage you to take a rest, to just chill out for a little bit, pay attention to other things, learn other things, and then you'll come back with fresh eyes and you'll be more excited about things. Because to me, at least to me, like, passion and excitement is a driving force that allows me to learn tons of things. I'm a jack of all trades. I want to learn everything, right? And Tokipona is just one of those things. And I don't want to kill the passion by forcing myself to learn it as fast as I wish I could, Because I know I'm able to learn Tokipona in, say, a week if I just power through and leave all of my other responsibilities, all of my other passions aside. But that's not what makes me happy. So you have to figure out what makes you happy, what drives you towards not just learning, but maybe creating and sharing what you do. So Yeah, I thought this it was important to share my perspectives on this, both for those of you who are stagnant with your Tokipona, who have been, a bit disappointed with how slow your progress has been, and also to those of you who really enjoy this podcast, who want to see it grow, to who want to see me progress faster, like, it's me adjusting some expectations. Like I honestly love talking about Tokipona. Sometimes I'm just not able to talk in Tokipona as much as I wish, but I still love the concept. I still love the idea. It's something that I have a lot of thoughts around. I've had a lot of discussions with people. That's what I can keep doing until I, keep learning my Tokipona. I love talking about Tokipona while I keep learning my Tokipona, So hopefully you're okay with that. Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to know what you think. And finally, yeah, I mean, I want to share just another tip, which is The Deep. I don't know if you ever read the book The Deep by Seth Godin, but I'm gonna explain the concept real quick, right? Imagine there's a curve. You have your X and your Y. I'm tracing it with my hand, a vertical line and a horizontal line. And when you go towards the right, when you're starting to learn something, you will feel as if this curve is going up, 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 up. And you've been learning that thing and you've been learning. And then you feel like, yes, I'm about to learn the whole thing, or I'm about to progress real quick. And then boom, you drop really drastically. You drop down and it feels like you're worse than when you started. You just feel like you just fell down, you're learning and nothing is happening, right? And now this place is called the dip. It's like a little valley, a little drop in the curve where it feels like you're never gonna progress in anything. It feels like you will never be able to achieve what you want to achieve. But here's a concept, and here's what the book, The Deep by Seth Godin, talks about, which I highly recommend. It is that if you're able to overcome the dip, which most people don't, most people stay in there and they quit. And the book also says, like, it's okay to quit. You just have to quit on the right things and stick to the things that you can power through and you can come out better on the other side. But that dip is critical, That dip is where most people quit, right? And the idea is that if you're able to overcome, if you're able to, be productive and maybe, know yourself and be like, okay, maybe I just need a little rest so that I can power through things, then that curve will exponentially grow and you'll destroy the curve. You'll go up all the way and you'll be able to reap all the benefits from your learning, right? So I want you to think of your Tokipona, if it has been stagnant like me, like this dip, right? You can either quit on the dip, you can just let go, which is not wrong. It's not wrong to quit on things. Like, a lot of people look down on quitters as if, they're just losers, but they're not. I mean, quitters are people who know what is important to them and what things can be sacrificed. And then, there's no shame in sacrificing and quitting on certain things, even in some types of learning, But just know that if you're able to overcome that dip and if you're able to stick through the hard times where your learning feels stagnant, you will be able to come out on the other side so much better than you ever expected. And you're going to be able to learn so much, and the curve is going to be exponentially high. So hopefully a thought that will encourage you. These are a bit more philosophical concepts, psychological and so on. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, do listen to my main podcast on philosophy and creativity. You might enjoy that kind of stuff because this is the kind of stuff I talk about. But I thought it was important to share this here because, this being a Tokipona podcast, I do want to share some of these mindsets for when learning is not going as smoothly as you plan. So yeah. With that being said, I am going to take it a bit slow, but it's not like I'm giving up on Tokipona. I just think I'm in a bit of that deep and I feel I can overcome it. But yeah, I must be honest with myself. Like, right now I have a lot of other works, a lot of other jobs, a lot of other passion projects, a lot of things going on in my life. And I want to be able to sustain this passion that is Tokipona and not kill it by just, demanding too much of myself or expecting too much, but just kind of like becoming aware of the fact that, yes, I mean, it has been going slow for me, but it doesn't mean that I'm never going to learn Tokipona the way I want it, right? I mean, I'm still proud of the progress I've made. It's just, expectations messes up sometimes. And they say, like, and you might say, like, no, but I was supposed to be able to be 100% fluent in a week. And when you're not, you feel disappointed. So I'm saying, don't feel disappointed. Just keep going. Sorry, that's my alarm. But yeah, I woke up a bit early today. But that's about it. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. There's still a couple of challenges pending that, I haven't forgotten for those of you who have submitted challenges. Right now, the best thing you can do, something that if I may ask anything from you, would be to contribute to this podcast in the way of, do your own episode. Record yourself talking about a subject that you enjoy, something that you would like to share with the community. Record it in audio. I mean, as long as you're in a quiet room or, you know, a place where you can record properly. Just record that and send it my way. I'd love to feature you in this podcast, and that would be such a, you know, it would be such a help, because it would allow me to keep this podcast going and to include more of you in this community. So hopefully you'll jump on board on that. I'll leave the Discord link, you know, the community group that we have in Discord, in the description. And with that said, I hope you have an amazing week, and we'll talk soon. Goodbye. See you later.